Hi, this is Dr. Margaret Paul, and I'm pleased to be with you today on this seminar about weight loss. And I think it's a subject that many, many people are interested in. Obviously, weight is a huge issue in our country and many places. So I have a lot of information that I'm looking forward to sharing with you. Now, the seminar is about the three secrets to permanent weight loss. So before I go into that, I would just like to share with you that this has been a subject very near and dear to my heart since I used to be a compulsive eater years ago. And weight loss and food was constantly on my mind. It was never away from my mind. And I tried so many different things, shots and pills and therapies and all kinds of things to deal with my weight issues, and it really wasn't until inner bonding came in that I finally truly got a handle on what the real issues were. I became interested in health and nutrition as a young woman in my early 20s because I had been a very sickly child, and I hated being sick. And so I started reading books and learning about health and nutrition, which I think is very fortunate because now in my 70s, I have a tremendous amount of energy and health. So it's because I started so early. And I'm very, very grateful for that. But it means that I've learned a tremendous amount. And as inner bonding came in, I learned a tremendous amount about really what creates not only health, but the ability to maintain weight. So I'm going to talk to you about three major issues that are so important regarding weight loss and health and maintenance. The first is that you have to learn to manage your feelings, and particularly your core feelings, such as loneliness and heartbreak and heartache and grief, sorrow, helplessness over others. These are the core feelings of life. And we never do go through life without experiencing these. And the problem is that when we're young and we have these feelings, we don't know how to manage them. Our parents didn't know how to manage their core feelings along with their wounded feelings. The wounded feelings are the anxiety, the depression, the guilt, the shame, the hurt, the anger. We did not see our parents, most of us did not see our parents managing their wounded feelings or their core feelings in healthy ways. They likely either shut down or they took them out on somebody else or they turned to various addictions, food, alcohol, drugs, TV, sex, whatever. So most of us did not grow up learning how to manage our feelings. And we likely turned to, at least I did, I turned to food when I was fairly young. By the time I was 13, I was turning to food as a way to manage my feelings. That's when I really started gaining the weight. And because I didn't know what else to do, I didn't know how to manage feelings. And what else is there to do when you just don't know what to do with these feelings? And so we grow up not knowing because we didn't learn. And unless you've studied and practiced something like inner bonding, you just haven't learned how to manage your feelings. And so you learn to use food to avoid the feelings that you feel that you cannot manage. And so this is a major thing. Life is going to present a lot of difficulties, and there's going to be those core feelings, plus there's the feelings we create with our own thoughts, the wounded feelings. And if we don't have a process for actually dealing with them, learning from them, allowing them to move through us, then we have to repress them. We have to avoid them. And this is what food does. Food puts the lid on the feelings. Food pacifies the feelings. Food fills up the emptiness that we don't know how to fill. And this is the second area here, is that when we grow up not knowing how to manage our feelings, we learn many ways of abandoning ourselves. And when we abandon ourselves, which means we're not loving ourselves, we create a kind of emptiness inside. And that emptiness has to get filled somehow. And many of you have learned, most of you probably who are on this call have learned to use food, as I did, to fill up that emptiness that we create by our own self-abandonment, because we don't know how to bring love into that empty place. So these two things are going on, which is that we don't know how to manage our feelings, and we cover them over with food, and we don't recognize that we're causing our own emptiness, and we fill that up with food. So obviously, even though you might know the right way to eat and exercise and everything to lose weight or maintain weight, if you don't know how to manage your feelings, if you don't know how to fill emptiness, you are going to use food if that's your addiction of choice. No matter how much willpower you try and use, it just isn't going to work in the long term if you don't know how to manage your feelings and fill the emptiness with love, because food becomes love. Food becomes a substitute for love. When you do not know how to open to the source of love, which is spirit, which is what we live in. We live in a sea of love, but when you don't know how to bring it down inside and fill up that emptiness that's there with what you really need, which is love, then you're going to go to the next best thing that you learn to do, which is food, and that's where food becomes love. And then the third thing is that until health becomes more important to you than weight, you're going to continue to use food in addictive ways. You're going to continue to use it to fill the emptiness. You're going to continue to use it to avoid pain. So these are kind of the three secrets that I have found, is that learning to manage your feelings, learning to fill the emptiness with love, and making health more important than weight. Now, I was fortunate when I was younger, as I said, health was really important to me because I was so sick as a kid and I hated being sick, so health became vitally important to me. But still, I struggled and struggled with my weight for so many years, because even though I went in and out of all kinds of therapy, I just never learned how to truly manage my feelings. And I never learned how to connect to a personal source of spiritual guidance. Not in any of the therapies that I did I learn that, to fill up myself with something other than food. So underneath all of this is self-abandonment. And this is what we all learn to do. I have never met anybody that did not learn to abandon themselves. We learn it everywhere. We learn it on TV. We learn it from parents. We learn it from books. We all learned to ignore our feelings, to stay up in our minds, to judge ourselves, to turn to food or other addictions, to make other people responsible. These are all forms of self-abandonment. And all of them create the feelings that we want to avoid with food. All of them create the emptiness. Now, let me discuss nutrition and weight loss, because obviously nutrition is related to weight loss, and I've studied this for many, many years, and I would just like to share with you a few things that I have found to be vitally important if you want to really lose and maintain weight and health at the same time. I want to suggest that you all take the metabolic typing diet. You can get the book, The Metabolic Typing Diet. You can go to the website, The Metabolic Typing Diet. You can go to Mercola.com, where he offers the metabolic typing diet test for free. But take the test one way or another and find out what metabolic type you are, because you're either going to be a protein type, which means that you definitely need animal protein, and if you try to be a vegetarian, you're not going to be healthy. Or you're going to be a carb type, which means that you do very well on a vegetarian diet, and if you eat too much animal protein, you're going to feel terrible. Or you're a mixed type, and that means that you need a balance between those two. And this is very, very important information for each person to know. There's been studies that the author Wolcott has done with, like, sports teams, where they may have put a football team, for example, on a vegetarian diet, and half the players did wonderfully well and were very healthy, and half the players were falling apart because they were the protein type. And then they would put another team on a high-protein diet, and again, half the players would do great and half would fall apart because the people who needed the high carbs did terrible on a protein diet, got sick on a protein diet, and had no energy. So it's vitally important to find out what type you are so that you can eat according to your type. We are all different, and each of us has to find out what that is. Now, for me, one of the things that's been really important in my life because of Inner Bonding being a spiritual system is that it's vitally important for me to keep my frequency very high so that I can connect with my spiritual guidance, because this is how I do my work. I do my work with people through connecting with my guidance, and I can connect with their guidance, but I can only do that when my frequency is high. And one of the things that I find very motivating to eat well is that there are foods that have a high frequency and help you keep your frequency high, and there are foods that have a very low frequency and make it very hard for you to keep your frequency high. And I call these foods ego foods. So this is like sugar, refined foods, packaged foods, frozen, canned, anything that's been processed, white foods, foods with pesticides, colorings, preservatives. All of these are not natural to the body, and it's hard for the body to deal with these, what I call non-foods, because I don't think anything that's been very processed has much nutrient value. And so it makes it very hard for the body to process these foods, and it keeps your frequency very low. So if having a high frequency and staying connected to your spiritual guidance is important to you, then you need to start to understand which foods have a high frequency. So foods that are organic, that have not been sprayed, that come from soils that have been replenished organically rather than chemically, have a higher frequency and are more nutrient dense than those that are sprayed. There's a lot. I want to encourage you to see the movie Food, Inc. if you want to understand what a lot of the food is doing to you. Because, for example, the beef that comes out of factory farms that have been fed grain that's been filled with pesticides, all of that changes the consistency of the fat and makes the meat not healthy for the body. Whereas if you have a source of organic grass-finished beef, that actually is healthy for protein types. I happen to be a protein type. I do very well on the organic grass-finished beef or lamb and organic chickens. I've tried vegetarian diets, and until I understood the metabolic typing, I didn't understand why I couldn't follow them and feel healthy and be healthy. So there's a lot to understand about how the body responds to a lot of the foods that are in a traditional, like, supermarket. I won't go buy meats out of a supermarket because I know what's been done to them. I go right to the farm, and I get my meats from people who raise their cows with grass, organic grass finished, and they don't get fed grain. And I buy the organic chickens and things like that, and only the organic fruits and vegetables. So that's what's worked for me. I don't have sugar in my diet. I don't eat packaged things, fried things. Everything is very simple. My rule of thumb is if people did not eat it 200 years ago, I'm not going to eat it now. And certainly if I can't pronounce it, I'm not going to eat it. So that's part of showing up for yourself as a loving adult. And this is what Inner Bonding is about. It's about learning to develop a loving adult part of you. And the loving adult is a part of you that's spiritually connected to your higher source. And as you learn and practice Inner Bonding, you learn how to connect to your higher source. You learn how to bring that wisdom and that love in so that you can learn to manage your feelings, so that you can fill up the emptiness with the love, and so that you are motivated to take loving care of your own being. That's what the loving adult is about. Until you develop that, you're operating from what we call the wounded self. This is the ego self. And this self is always going to turn to an addiction. Whether it's food or alcohol or drugs or something else, it's always going to turn to an addiction to fill up the emptiness and avoid the pain. So you can go on diets and you can lose weight, and I'm sure many of you have lost tons of weight over and over again, but until you practice inner bonding, develop a loving adult, a spiritually connected loving adult, you're not actually going to have the power to truly maintain it. And this is what happened for me. Since inner bonding, I don't have a food addiction anymore. It's gone. It's been gone for the 25 years that I've been practicing inner bonding. It's like a miracle because no matter what I did before, I was still addicted. I would still use food to avoid, still use food to fill. No matter how much I tried to be motivated by health, until I got that spiritual connection, until I developed the loving adult, I just didn't have the strength and the knowledge to deal with the food addiction. But once I developed that adult and developed the spiritual connection and learned how to manage the feelings and bring in the love that I was needing to fill myself up, it became very easy. And it's never been a struggle since then. And I think that's really, really good news, that there is a way for it not to be hard. So I want to encourage all of you, to, if you haven't yet taken our free course, which is the beginning of learning the inner bonding process, I want to encourage you to join our membership site, which will help you in many, many deep ways to learn and practice inner bonding. If the membership price is too steep for you, we have a sliding scale, and you can call our office and get a price that you can manage. We try not to turn anybody away. Anybody who really wants the help of our membership site, we can help you become a member. And the site offers so much support. The chats, you can ask questions. The member-only articles, there's so much on the site to help you learn and practice inner bonding, as well as our SelfQuest program, which if you go to innerbonding.com, click on SelfQuest, you can begin to learn about that program. It's a very, very powerful, in-depth way of learning inner bonding. And again, if you cannot afford the price of it, we have option 4 on the site, which means that you can let us know what you can afford. We try never to turn people away who want help. And we offer many, many ways of people getting help. So what I would like to do now is I'm going to open up the lines. If you want to ask me a question and do a little work with me, I'd be happy to work with you. It's very safe. You will not be embarrassed, and it will help other people understand a bit of what it's like to work with inner bonding. If you want to work, press *7, and that unmutes you. I also have a list of questions here that until somebody has the courage to unmute and do some work with me, then I will go through some of the questions. So I take them in order, and the first one is from Carol. And she says, I can't figure out why I crave forbidden foods such as chips, etc., when I don't really even like them that much. I know it's the forbidden part that's the key, but I can't seem to get what's behind that. Okay. Now, Carol, I don't know you, obviously, but I would guess that in your household, you had one or both parents or other caregivers who were controlling. And they may have tried to control you in various ways. And what happens when a parent is controlling is that children generally find some way, and often a covert way, of resisting. They have to give in. They have to give themselves up in some ways because they're little and they need their parents. But they find other ways to resist. And this is what I'm picking up here from you, is that forbidden foods represent resistance. It's a way of not being controlled. And what I want to encourage you to take a look at is how did you give yourself up as a child? What were the ways that you were controlled? And what were the ways that you resisted? Because the key here is that you're drawn to forbidden foods even though you don't necessarily like them. And that is a form of resistance. It means that the wounded part of you is saying, well, I don't have to be controlled. I can resist being controlled by doing something forbidden. So I wish you were online and I could work with you about this a little bit, but it's probably a fairly deep and complex issue for you. There's a lot to understand about resistance. Okay, is there somebody who would like to work with me online? We've got a lot of people online here. Anybody have the courage to speak up, ask me a question, and do a little bit of work with me? You press star 7 if you would like to unmute. Yes. What's your name, honey?
It's
Hi,
Sally.
What's your name? Kelly?
Sally.
Okay,
Sally. S-A-L-L-I.
Yes, Sally. So what? How can I help you?
Well, I've been struggling with my weight my whole life as well. And I'm new to inner bonding. This is very new to me, so I'm certainly no expert, but I find that it makes a lot of sense. I think
Good.
That it definitely is what I'm looking for.
Good. So you've been struggling your whole life with weight, and I'm sure you've tried many, many ways of trying to deal with your weight. Is that right?
That is correct, yes.
And right
now, Sally. Pretty much my whole adult.
Yeah. Okay. Right now, Sally, I'd like you to just take a deep breath and go inside yourself and notice what you're feeling inside. What is the emotion that's happening inside of you right now?
I mostly feel very frustrated and I often feel alone. I feel, you know, helpless in my state.
Okay, frustrated, alone, and helpless.
Yeah.
And
I
when
know
you feel,
all the knowledge, but
right.
putting
I'm
it
sure
to practice.
You, I'm sure you do.
Yeah. Yeah.
And when you feel frustrated, alone, and helpless, is that when you tend to want to eat?
Definitely. I believe I'm an emotional eater. I've not actually...
Right.
Stopped, you know, as I'm eating, stopped myself and what are you feeling and done that. And I don't recognize that I'm feeling anything. I just
right.
seem to have this
okay.
binging
so the
problem.
first thing that you would need to practice, which is step one of inner bonding, would be to practice getting present inside your body with your feelings and moving into an intention to learn, which is step two of inner bonding, about what you might be telling yourself that's causing you to feel bad. Like right now, I don't know that we have time to go into that depth, but it's likely that you're telling yourself things that are making you frustrated, making you feel alone, and making you feel helpless. Because these feelings are not coming from outside. They're coming from something that you're telling yourself. So when you start to become aware of these feelings and you move into the intention to learn with them, these feelings have so much information for you. You could ask the part of you that's frustrated, what am I telling you and how am I treating you that's making you feel frustrated right now? Let's just take a moment to try that and see if you can tune into what you're telling yourself right now in this moment that's frustrating you.
I get frustrated with myself that I keep doing the things I tell myself I don't want to do. And then
okay.
I just catch myself doing them again. And then I'm just
okay.
upset with myself.
Right. So what's happening is that you're judging yourself right now. You're in self-judgment. You're telling yourself, I keep doing the same thing. What's the matter with me? I know I shouldn't be doing this, but I keep doing the same thing over and over again, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay. Okay. Now, if you imagine a little child and you're sitting in judgment of that child, don't you think that that child's going to end up feeling alone and feeling helpless?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is what you want to start to notice, Sally, is your self-judgments, because the self-judgments are causing many of the painful feelings that you're experiencing. Right now they're causing the frustration, the helplessness, and the aloneness. And then that will lead you directly to wanting to eat to cover over the feelings that you're causing with your self-judgment. Does that make sense to you?
Definitely. Yep.
Yep. And self-judgment is a major form of self-abandonment. Most of us have learned to do this, but it's unconscious. We don't do it consciously. We do it automatically.
Right.
And we can't stop doing something unless we're aware that we're doing it.
Right.
So I want to encourage you to just start to notice your feelings and start to notice the self-judgments that are causing those feelings.
Okay.
Is that something you're willing to try and do?
Oh, definitely.
Okay, good. Well, thanks for being willing to do a little work with me, Sally.
Thank you so much for your work.
You're welcome, and I do hope, you know, we have 7 free days on our membership site, and I hope that you try it out because it's so, so supportive of learning the 6 steps of inner bonding and being able to practice it. So I'd like to take a question that Shannon wrote in. She says, so far in my weight journey, I have lost 140 pounds, wow, over the course of about 2 years, and I've kept it off for another year. My question revolves around the final 25 to 30 pounds I still have to lose. While my habits have shifted enough to get me this far, I can't seem to lose the final bit of weight to reach my goal and shed the final layers of fat. No matter how much I try to work on my intention, I keep finding ways to sabotage, and I also struggle with the concept of restriction. It was easier in the beginning because I could eat more calories and still lose weight. Now to lose weight, I have to cut down my intake even further, and I'm having a hard time wrapping my mind around doing that. Any ideas on what I can do to release these final blocks to my goal in optimal health? Yes. Now, first of all, I do want to encourage you to take the metabolic typing diet, Shannon, because that may be the key to helping you lose those final pounds. And again, I want to suggest health over weight. But one of the things that I have found to be extremely helpful to me is green smoothies. I don't know how many of you know about green smoothies. You can look them up on the internet. The only problem is that you have to have a fairly expensive machine, which is a Vitamix or a Blendtec. But green smoothies are a wonderful way of losing weight because you can put in fruits and vegetables, blend them up. It's like drinking your salad. And you can put in all kinds of other things to boost it up. And it takes away a lot of the food cravings because it's so nutritionally dense, nutrient dense, that it takes away a lot of the food cravings. It takes away the feeling of being restricted. So, Shannon, that's one of the things that I want to encourage you to do, is to look into drinking the green smoothies. So is there somebody else on the line that would like to do a little bit of work with me? You can press *7 if you'd like to do that.
Hello?
Yes. Yes. What is your name?
Susan.
Okay, Susan.
Yeah. I've actually been skinny most of my life, but the last 10 years I started to gain weight, and I kind of packed, especially in the last year, 30 pounds. I used to eat always healthy and being vegetarian, and the last, again, I kind of slipped slowly to what I call an all-American diet, which is not good for me. And
right.
I can't seem to start getting back on track.
Okay. Now, there must be a good reason that the food has become more important to you than health at this point. I'm wondering if there's something going on with you in the last 10 years since you've been gaining weight that's triggering feelings that are hard for you to manage.
Yeah, I'm overworked.
You're overworked. And has that been mostly in the last 10 years?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And when you say you're overworked, why are you overworked?
I'm working the frameworks. It doesn't really work for me.
Are you giving yourself up? Are you trying to please other people too much?
Some combination. I really try to either make up for something or prove something.
Right. And so, you see, trying to make up for something is a form of giving yourself up. Trying to prove something is a form of giving yourself up. Both of these are ways of abandoning yourself.
Correct.
And so when you're trying to prove something or when you're trying to make up for something, what's happening is that you're ignoring your own feelings.
Right.
And that little girl inside of you will feel alone, will feel abandoned, will feel empty, and then you're going to want to fill that up with food.
Mm-hmm.
And so I want to encourage you to begin to learn about the whole concept of giving yourself up. There's a lot of articles on our website about caretaking, and I want to encourage you to read them and start to understand how you're abandoning yourself by trying to prove yourself, by making up for something. These are all forms of caretaking. You need to begin to understand what that makes you feel, how that's creating the emptiness that's then leading to wanting to fill up with food.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Are you willing to begin that journey?
Sure.
Good. Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you.
Is there somebody else on the line that would like to work with me? Okay, what's your name?
It's Carol, the one who had the first question.
Okay, Carol, good. You're on the line.
Yes.
Okay, was I accurate about there being resistance?
Well, I guess. I mean, you talked about having a controlling parent. I certainly had that.
Uh-huh.
I'd never really made that connection before.
Uh-huh.
That kind of struck me.
Okay, good. And so you might want to take a look at that, that you might want to start to tune into the feeling of resistance in you when you're going for a forbidden food.
Yeah.
How old do you think the part of you is? Go inside and see, how old is the part of you that wants the forbidden food, wants the chips, for example?
I don't know. It's hard to say. It's hard to say, you know, when you ask me that like that, I can't really figure that one out.
Well,
does
it seem to be like a younger child or an adolescent part of you? Was there a time in your life when you were somewhat rebellious?
I guess I was kind of rebellious. I had a controlling mother. I was an only child, and my father passed away when I was very young. And my mother was quite controlling, and I spent a lot of time resisting that kind of thing.
Yeah, okay.
But
so,
I don't have a sense of feeling a certain age when I started to, when I go to eat something I'm not supposed to have. It's just this odd feeling. I think, why am I doing this as I shove another chip in my mouth? I'm sure
yeah.
I'm not alone in that behavior, but it's like I think I'm not even really enjoying this. Why am I continuing to do this? And it's sort of like, damn it, I'm going to do it anyway. And,
that's right. That's what I mean. So you
yeah.
see, there's a wounded part of you inside that says, you know, don't eat the chips. I don't need these chips. And then there's another wounded part who's probably a little bit younger that says, you can't tell me what to do. I can eat whatever I want.
Yeah, I think you really might have hit the nail on the head there. So I'll have to do some work with that. But it certainly gives me something to think about at that moment of truth.
So I want to encourage you, again, to go on our website and type into the Google search resistance.
Okay.
And read some of the articles on resistance. You know, we've got over 1,000 articles on the site. And so there's plenty of them on resistance that will help you understand And in my book, Do I Have to Give Up Me to Be Loved by God, there's chapter 4, the whole chapter on resistance. And I think it would be very helpful for you to understand more about that so that you can get a handle on this.
Okay.
Okay, good.
I'll do that. And I'll be at your seminar. I'll be at your workshop in at the end of September, so I'm looking forward.
Oh, well, then be sure and introduce yourself to me.
I will.
Good. I look forward to meeting you.
Me too. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay.
So I'm going to take another person who's written in, and this is Tammy, whom I know. And Tammy writes, since willpower only goes so far, what is the key to staying disciplined to eat healthy? I seem to go in spurts with it, especially with starchy carbs. I have a hunch it's about being loving to myself, but even though I know that, I don't always do it. Help. Tammy, as you know, there's likely some feelings that you're ignoring right now. Starchy foods tend to feel like comfort foods. And so there is probably emotional eating going on where you might be feeling lonely. You might be giving yourself up in some ways. You might be making somebody else, like perhaps your mother, responsible for you. All of these are forms of self-abandonment that's going to lead to that empty place where you're going to want the starchy food. So you want to really take a look at the feelings. I know it's hard to stop in the middle when you really want to eat something because the wounded self is just sort of desperate to cover up the feelings. But if you just take a moment to take a deep breath and go inside and breathe into your heart and connect with your guidance and just see what's really going on inside and how you might be abandoning yourself and what your little girl is needing from you in order to feel seen and valued. Because don't forget, food is a cover-up. It's a way to avoid the feelings. It's a way to fill up the emptiness when you don't know how else to do it. So when you take the moment, and rather than just go right to the food, and you take the moment to breathe, you can start to tune into what is causing that emptiness. It's not so much a matter of willpower, because the wounded self actually has no willpower. It's a matter of connecting enough to guidance so that you can bring the power of spirit inside, which gives you the will to move into deep health and to eat in a way that creates deep health. So is there somebody else on the phone that would like to ask a question? Okay. Don't forget you can press *7 if you'd like to ask a question. But I'll move on here with people who have written in, and this is Chris. And Chris says, I have a problem of getting up in the middle of the night, eating and going outside for a cigarette as many as 3 or 4 times a night. I don't get a good rest and feel crappy in the morning. This has been going on for years. I don't eat much during the day. How do I stop this cycle? This is where my weight gain comes from. Okay, Chris, as I tune into you right now, what I'm getting is that there's a lot that you're ignoring during the day. There's a lot of ways that you're not tuning into your feelings. And what's happening is that at night your wounded self gets to come out. The wounded self is our programmed self, our ego self. And when we're tired and when we're sleeping, it's a lot easier for the wounded self to have access to us then. And so the wounded self comes out to fill up, to manage the feelings with food and with nicotine. But, and this is not going to stop at night for you until you're changing what you're doing during the day, because the real problem is not what you're doing at night. That's just the symptom. The real problem is what you're doing during the day. You're not taking care of yourself during the day. And I'm picking up that there's a lot of levels on which you're not taking care of yourself, that you're not taking care of yourself physically. You're not taking care of yourself emotionally. I mean, I don't know you. I've never spoken to you. I don't know, but I'm getting that there may be organizational ways that you're not taking care of yourself as well. And you might not be taking care of yourself relationally either. So you really need to learn the inner bonding practice. You need to start to practice it. You need to learn what it means to take loving care of that little boy in you, because he's not getting taken care of by you. And because there's so much abandonment that's going on during the day, even not feeding yourself during the day is a form of abandonment, then at nighttime, because there's so much abandonment going on, there's the pain that's coming up, and your wounded self takes over and just goes out to eat and smoke cigarettes. So you're not going to be able to deal with it on the level of what's happening at night. You've got to deal with it on the level of what's happening during the day. And, again, I wish you were on the line, because I'd love to do some work with you about that and to see if I'm accurate about what I'm saying to you. Is there anybody else on the phone who would like some help? You press star 7 if you'd like some help from me.
This is Melanie.
Melanie. Hello, Melanie. How can I help you?
Hi. I'm new to inner bonding. I've been on a couple months now. My problem with food is I get kind of go into starvation mode. I don't eat a whole lot. Most of the time it's what I eat that usually causes the problem for me.
Like what? What do you eat?
I've been working on that. You know, it was just processed foods, a lot of junk food, you know, types of things, processed, easy, quick, fast food.
Right.
Cookies, that type of stuff. But I have been working, you know, for a couple months now on trying to eat better, lots of fruits, lots of vegetables, even gone through some organic stuff. It is a little expensive for me, so that's hard to do. But
do you really find that if you don't buy the packaged and processed foods and you buy the organic, do you really find there's that much difference in the cost?
I think because I'm trying to do both. I'm trying to do some processed foods so that I can make sure that I eat, because I have a problem with I can go all day without eating. So,
well,
you
might be
so
a really
long.
Good candidate for the green smoothies, because they take no time at all to dump everything in, turn on the Vitamix or the BlendTec, and you've got a meal. That's a powerhouse. So for
okay.
people who don't like to prepare things, it's a fabulous way to go.
Yeah, I do wind up getting stuck a lot of times where I'll just be so busy doing something else and, you know, all day long, and then realize, wow, I haven't eaten. You know, it's 6 hours I've been awake, and, you know, I haven't eaten anything yet.
And so what is the question?
How do I get out of that mode? How do I get myself to force myself? I feel like I'm force-feeding myself.
Okay, so once again, you see, if you're trying to force yourself, honey, that means that your wounded self is in charge. Whether the wounded self is trying to make you eat, or your wounded self isn't eating, or you're eating junk, until you really decide that your intention is to be loving to yourself, then it's not going to change. You see, everything changes from our intention. In the inner bonding process, there's only two intentions. There's the intention to control, and there's the intention to love yourself. And the wounded self is always about control, and the loving adult is about loving yourself. And until you shift your intention to wanting to be loving to yourself, it isn't going to change. Forcing yourself is never going to do it, because that's all about control.
Okay.
And when you really want to love yourself, then, of course, you want to feed yourself well. That's part of, if you loved a child, you'd want the child to eat well, right?
Right.
Okay. So this is about learning to love you, that child in you. That's your feeling self in you. And this is about making loving you a high priority. That's what inner bonding is about. It's about learning how to love yourself enough so that you want to feed yourself well, that you want to nurture your body, that you want to create health because you love and value yourself. If you had a child who you loved and valued, you would want that child to be healthy. And you certainly wouldn't starve the child all day long.
Right.
right?
Absolutely.
So I want to encourage you to really take a look at your intention, to really be more conscious that of your intention, because it doesn't sound like you're operating out of an intention to be loving to yourself. It still sounds like you're making a whole lot of other things more important than taking loving care of yourself. You might want to look at, why are these other things so much more important? Why is getting this done or that done more important to me than taking the time to prepare nourishing food? And lots of times, people get really busy because they are defining their sense of worth by their accomplishments rather than by who they are in their essence. That's part of what we do in Inner Bonding, is help you learn to define your sense of worth through your intrinsic qualities rather than through your accomplishments. And very often when people are too busy to take nourishing care of themselves, it's because they're trying to have control over how other people feel about them through their accomplishments. So I don't know if that's what's going on for you, but that may be something that you want to take a look at.
Okay.
So we're about out of time here, and I've enjoyed my time with you. I certainly hope that you're all benefiting from this webinar in terms of your health and your well-being. I do hope that you all come to the website and learn the Inner Bonding process, come and join our community. As I said, we have a sliding scale, so if the regular membership cost is too much, please, there's a number there to call our office where you can join. You can get the help that you need. You can get the support that you need. You don't have to feel alone in your journey of health and weight. So I am going to unmute so I can say goodbye to everybody. Good night, everybody. It was been
a good night, Margaret.
You take care, and I hope to see you all online.
Night.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.